Well, sometimes news on a Friday can go through to the keeper, particularly when you're on the eve of a federal election. So I want to make sure that nobody missed what happened a week ago. The disgraced actor Craig McLachlan suddenly pulled out of his high-profile defamation case. He launched legal action after the ABC and the Sydney Morning Herald published allegations of his behaviour towards female colleagues. Craig McLachlan was accused of indecently assaulting, bullying and harassing several women during the 2014 production of the Rocky Horror Show. Their key witness was the musical theatre star Christy Whelan-Brown. Ms. Whelan-Brown said McLachlan touched her inappropriately and kissed her without consent. She broke down several times while telling her story. Another co-star, Erica Hainatz, says that McLachlan straddled me on the couch, knee either side, and started kissing my neck. Another, Angela Scundi, says the actor stripped naked in front of her. And these were only some of the allegations the three women were prepared to make against Craig McLachlan. They were not anonymous sources. They put their name and their face to the accusations. Craig McLachlan said at the time, "These allegations are all made up. These are baseless and vicious lies. They are perhaps made for financial reasons, perhaps to gain notoriety." That's what he was claiming at the time. The stories prompted McLachlan to be hit with 13 charges, but he was found not guilty. However, the magistrate Belinda Wallington described the women as being brave and honest witnesses. But instead of walking away, Craig McLachlan then decided to go on the counterattack. In one of the most pathetic interviews I've witnessed, he claimed he was the victim.
"Even as a 100% acquitted, innocent man, I feel I continue to be f***ed over day after day after day."
It was a performance that should have won him a Logie, and it got even worse.
"Look what they've done. When was the last time I just woke up in the morning and smiled?"
When was the last time I woke up in the morning and smiled? He went after the news outfits that published the claims, and as part of the action, he also sued the actress who was the first to come forward, Christy Whelan-Brown. The first 2 weeks of the trial were embarrassing for Craig McLachlan. It was revealed that he'd sent a video touching himself to Christy Whelan-Brown. He admitted to kissing Erica in the dressing room. And when Angela once asked him to stop, he responded, "You will never work in this industry again." The Herald and the ABC planned to argue a truth defence. There were no less than 11 women prepared to give evidence. All of them said they'd been harassed over the years while working with Craig McLachlan. 11 of them. And I know one of them personally. Tamsin Hayes. She appeared alongside Craig McLachlan in the Dr. Blake mysteries. She says he forced an unwanted open-mouth kiss on her in a car park one day after filming. Now, when that allegation emerged last year, I said, "I've worked with Tamsin before, and I know her to be a credible and trustworthy young woman. I believe her." So what happened? Well, on the day that the first woman was due to take the stand, Craig McLachlan pulled the pin. He aborted the trial. He said, "I can't continue to place my family under this strain." Yeah, right. These women, 11 of them, were all ready to sit in a witness box and give evidence against Craig McLachlan, and he backed out like a coward on the day that it was about to get ugly. He was spooked by 11 women who were about to reveal what he'd done to them. There were also 8 eyewitnesses ready to back up the victims, and there were 4,000 emails, texts and photos on his mobile phone that he had failed to hand over and that were about to come out during the trial. He's now suddenly withdrawn, meaning the case is dismissed. McLachlan has to pay the legal costs of both the ABC and the Herald. And with his own fees on top of that, I'm told the bill will be more than $3 million. But this is the most important point, and I want to put this on the public record. The allegations stand. The stories remain online. And with them, the harrowing accounts of the women he worked with. Craig McLachlan's a creep who forced himself onto women. He's a bully who sought revenge against those who spoke up. And he's a coward who ran away and hid when the victims were ready to give evidence. When this development was revealed the day before the election, it didn't receive the attention it deserved because we were on the eve of a crucial federal election. So that's why I want to put it on the record this morning. I know Tamsin Hayes. I knew she was telling the truth. and I've got no reason to doubt the 10 other women or the 8 witnesses who said what they had to say about Craig McLaughlin. If one person makes an allegation, maybe it's easier to argue, well, it might not be true. Then it becomes a case of he said, she said. When 11 people speak up, that is a pattern of behaviour. I feel sympathy for Craig McLaughlin's wife because I doubt that he's been completely honest with her. But there's no sympathy for Craig McLaughlin following this humiliating legal retreat in the Supreme Court of Australia. And by the way, Craig McLaughlin has never publicly apologised to the 11 women involved. The Rocky Horror Show's managing director John Frost did back in 2018. He said, the fact these women did not feel as though they could report these issues is concerning, and I sincerely apologise. McLaughlin doesn't have the class or the courage to do the same.